From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. President Trump says the United States is willing to go either way over North Korea's nuclear plans. He spoke after South Korea said on Tuesday that the North is willing to start talks with the U.S. about giving up its nuclear weapons. The president told reporters at the White House, "We cannot let the situation fester. It would be a great thing for the world if the current dialogue between the North and South diffuses tensions on the Korean Peninsula, Trump said, but he cautioned that the talks between the two Koreas may carry over, it may not. He said it's a very tenuous situation. Also on Tuesday, a top U.S. intelligence official expressed skepticism about North Korea's intentions. The Lieutenant General Robert Astley, director of the Defense Intelligence Agency, spoke during a hearing before the Senate Armed Services Committee. He said Kim Jong-un, the North Korean dictator, quote, shows no interest in walking away from his nuclear or ballistic missile programs. Astley said additional missile launches are a near certainty and further nuclear tests are possible. Heavy fighting continued unabated Tuesday in the Syrian rebel enclave of Eastern Ghouta, one day before the UN Security Council meets to discuss the escalating violence. Continuing violence has undercut a UN-demanded nationwide ceasefire in Syria, as well as Russia's self-declared daily humanitarian pause that's meant to allow civilians to leave Eastern Ghouta. The ceasefire's failure prompted Britain and France to request a closed-door meeting of the Security Council on Wednesday. This is VOA News. The U.S.